Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College and pro overreact gyms from the weekend. I chase brown kids, which is a reference to a fantasy football team name. I've had so many people ask me.
Not an overreaction.
Where did that come from? We'll begin with the Michigan Wolverines, who will make the college football playoff. That game against Nebraska was not as close as the score indicates. They were the way better team in the trenches, both sides of the ball. The formula's there, as is the schedule. They only play two ranked games the rest of the way. 10-2 Michigan is in the 12-team playoff.
I'm going to say overreaction to this point, because why was Nebraska invited into that game? It was mistakes. Coaching errors at the end of the first half.
Yeah, what was that?
It was unbelievable. And it was, they make young mistakes defensively. And whether it's penalties or it's celebrating after a third down and taunting the side, like, you can't invite teams to continue to be a part of a game. And they did. They ultimately won the game. But you look at it, and the schedule does play out extremely well for them.
Yeah, like Maryland and Purdue.
Yeah, you got Maryland, Northwestern, Purdue. But I do think, and Wisconsin.
Yep.
The trip to USC is where I think I would be willing to say, after that game, yeah, they should be a playoff team, but not until then.
So I agree with a lot of what John said there, and especially the USC point. I mean, they still have three road games against USC, Michigan State, and people might laugh at that, but I think that could be a competitive game this year. And then Ohio State, that's at home. But I need to see more. I need to see Underwood grow. They're going to need him more and put, there's going to be more pressure on him. That game, they ran the ball so well. I think the bright spot to them potentially being a playoff contender is Justice Haynes looks special.
He had a great game. Some big runs, third down pickups on the ground and in the screen game. And how about Michigan's drive late, where it looked vintage Michigan, squeeze the life out of you.
8.5-minute drive. It was beautiful.
Says Mew. Oklahoma is a national title contender. Look, you got the Heisman Trophy favorite or co-favorite in Mateer. Then you throw in a defense that picked up 9 sacks, a ferocious front. That team's got a legit chance to win it all.
I don't think this is an overreaction. And they've got Kent State. They play Texas, who they big-time rivalry. We all get that neutral site game. But then it's Ole Miss. It's Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, LSU. Like, they don't play Georgia. They play Georgia probably in the SEC championship title game. But I do think that they are, you have to consider them in a season where there's no runaway favorite as a team that could win the title.
So I think this is an overreaction. I think they are a playoff contender, but I don't know if they're a national title contender. Again, I don't know if they're more than a top 10, more than right around 10 or 9th right now. And I wouldn't take that as a true national title threat. I need to see more, even though they've done more than most in the nation this year. But they still have 6 ranked opponents, and that's not including going to South Carolina. A just absolute brutal schedule.
Mm. DJ Lagway is going to make one hell of a financial analyst in a couple years. After his 5-interception day at LSU, he threw for a grand total of, drumroll please, 61 yards against Miami. John, this is an elite quarterback, a 5-star quarterback. He's not in his first year. He's in his second year, and he looks like he's not playing pro ball when this is done.
Not at this point. I'm going to say this is a bit of an overreaction. You are allowed to get better. Coaching makes a big difference, especially in your formative college years. I think he probably has a new staff next year, new offense. It's not just on him. His performance has been great, but I'm not ready to throw him out and say he'll never have a future in the NFL.
This is not an overreaction. I mean, seriously, 690 yards in 4 games. He got $3.7 million. Guess what that is? About $5,000 per yard.
It's not good, Tom. Yes, I was rooting for Western Michigan. Yes, I'm happy for Western Michigan. How could you not? Daniel Jones will get MVP votes. The Colts have scored 103 points through 3 games, which is the most in their franchise history, more than any team that featured Peyton Manning as their quarterback. And before you laugh at this, Sam Darnold got MVP votes a year ago. It's there for Danny Dimes.
Well, Sam Darnold did it because he was a team that was, they were a part of 14-3. I don't think that they end up with that good a record. I do think they win their division probably. They are in the playoffs. I don't think he gets, I'm not going to say he doesn't. This is an overreaction at this point because 2 defenses that they played, the Dolphins and the Titans, horrific. The Broncos, good defense, but they have not played to the level that we all thought that they would be preseason. We'll see a little bit more this weekend against the Rams. We'll see what happens against the Chargers. But, I mean, I think right now, pump the brakes.
I don't think this is an overreaction. He will get MVP votes. And I think this is going to be sustainable. Maybe not this good. And John made a good point about Darnold. I actually think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback than Darnold. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, I think so, too.
So, and the fact is that they've got him cocooned. They've got a good offensive line, and Jonathan Taylor is playing great. And so there's not so much pressure on him, and I think this will sustain itself to a degree, and he won't win it by no means. I don't even think he'll be top three, but you're just asking for votes.
The Bengals will be picking in the top 5. This is a 12, 13, even 14 loss team. They are atrocious. And there's no Joe Burrow to cover up the stench.
No, I don't think this is necessarily an overreaction, especially when you look at their schedule. When things start going downhill, and especially when Joe Burrow is, quote-unquote, possibly available to come back.
Shut him down.
They're going to look at it and say, nope, we're going to just hold off until next year. We're going to go ahead and take this and say whether we want to draft in the top 5 to take an offensive lineman, maybe to protect our number one asset, our quarterback, and we've invested so much in the offense, or they're going to have to try and find somebody to replace Trey Hendrickson, which they may trade at the trade deadline. Who knows? But he won't be there next year no matter what.
Well, I hope they are a top 5 picking team, because then that means Hendrickson will probably be moved and then the Lions will be involved, right?
That'll be to somebody else, like the Eagles will add him or something.
No, Seattle.
There you go.
All right. No, seriously, I think this is an overreaction for now. They are 2-1, and there's 6-0-3 teams that don't look like, a few of them especially, don't look like there's any hope there. So they've got a lot of mileage to gain here. And also, I do wonder if they do try to trade for a quarterback. It's so early, because if they look at the fact that they are 2-1, they can still save their season if they can get somebody there,
okay, we did this a little last week in the Thursday touch-in. You could add Cousins. Maybe he's better than Browning. The issues are so much deeper than who the quarterback is.
Yeah,
Cousins doesn't elevate this team enough.
I would agree with you to an extent, but man,
I get it. You don't want to quit on your season 3 weeks in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious what that's going to mean for Zach Taylor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In addition to being a creep, he's a moron. The NFC South race is over. As if there was any doubt after they had that field goal blocked for a touchdown, Baker takes the ball and does what he does. Drives him right back down, wins the game. They're 3-0. The Falcons, atrocious performance yesterday in Carolina. The Saints, ugly out in Seattle. Bucks might win 13 games. This division's over.
Not an overreaction. Because of what we talked about. I mean, I've had Tampa in my power surge. I don't know if they're going to win 13 games because Mike Evans being hurt, how long is he out will affect them, but they've got maybe the rookie of the year and Amike Igbuka. They've been able to manufacture three game-winning drives in their first three series or their first three games, but let's make sure that it's a grain of salt because it's against the Falcons, against the Texans, and against the Jets.
But their schedule's easy. That's what I pointed out in the preseason. Well, like the back end of their schedule is, and this division is awful. I mean, what the Falcons did yesterday was atrocious. Like, I think that's 10 times worse than what the Bengals did. At least they have an excuse.
Well,
the Bengals.
Well, I think the division is going to be Tampa's. I think they'll run away with it. I'm not going to bury anyone. We know how that goes. But I will say we'll find out more this week because they do play the Eagles. They play them at home.
I'm Batman. Speaking of the Eagles, they're the new Chiefs. They win ugly. They win even if they don't deserve to. They'll find a way. It's that championship pedigree. How do you block not one but two field goals in the fourth quarter? Find a way to win that game, overcome a 19-point deficit. They found a way to do it, and then just to rub it in, that field goal return for a touchdown.
It's a bad beat.
Hurt certain people.
What was the spread on
you
that game?
You want him to fall down, Jordan Davis.
Go down! Or how about someone catch the biggest dude on the football field?
Oh, that's his moment of a lifetime.
He had an entourage. No one was catching him, especially with him moving down the field. Now, I'm going to piggyback on what I just said. We'll find out more this week because Tampa plays the Eagles. We'll find more about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we'll maybe confirm what we believe we know about the Eagles. So I'm not ready to say no that they're the new Chiefs because it may in fact be Tampa.
I think this is an overreaction. They're not the new Chiefs yet. I see where you're going in terms of, okay, they've won they're 3-0 and it's plus 14 point differential.
Yeah.
I mean,
winning ugly.
That would be Chiefs-like, but I think this offense isn't to where the Chiefs is yet. That the Eagles
Chiefs was.
Like they still have more offensive weapons. You know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith were real huge in that comeback yesterday. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have that anymore. And he doesn't have some dinosaur tight end freaking out on the sideline either.
Do me. Last one. Carson Wentz will start the majority of the games for the Minnesota Vikings this season. He didn't need to be great over the weekend, but he threw a couple touchdowns, and he's got a couple games coming up where he can build some momentum in a Kevin O'Connell offense. We know that J.J. McCarthy looked overwhelmed.
I think this is an overreaction only because we saw one game against an overmatched team. So I don't know what Kevin O'Connell's going to do. If he continues to win, I think you ride the hot hand. And he very well may be Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think if they win these two games overseas, they're going to Ireland and then London back-to-back.
And it's what, Pittsburgh and
I can't remember. I know it, but I can't think of it. But Yeah, I wouldn't call Pittsburgh a gimme, by the way.
And the Browns.
Look what happened yesterday at Green Bay. There's no gimmies. I think Wentz has to go 2-0 over there to be the starter when they come back.
I'd push back on Pittsburgh. They won with like 202 yards. They won because the Patriots had 5 turnovers yesterday. I've not been overly impressed with the Steelers.
I know, but look, they're 2-1. I mean, okay. We got to wonder here at some point, like, you are what your record is, right?
Yeah.
All right, those are your overreact, Jims. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.